It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Auckland duo Carbon Carb are releasing their second album next month. It's entitled For Ages. And I can't wait to give the whole thing a listen when it comes out, as I've been really enjoying listening to the singles Nicole's Express, and it's been a rough year. Nicole and James of Carbon Carb join us in studio. Good evening.
Hi. Kia ora.
We ended up putting... Hold on, I'm just going to close the door. Or maybe Nicole... Yeah. Thank you. So I can just hear everyone in the background. I ended up chucking those tracks on a couple of playlists that I listen to in the store that I work in.
Sick.
Quite a bit. And it's really great. They're really catchy and fun. For those who might not have seen the video for Nicole's Express, would you be able to maybe explain the name?
Yeah.
What is the Express?
So in Australia, they have a gas station, the shop, but it's like Coles brand, but it's called Coles Express, and they have 80 cents coffees.
Ooh.
With a machine, and they're delicious, and they're 80 cents, and that's what keeps us going on tour. And so I was like, Nicole's Express. And then the video is just us like drinking the first sip of coffee of our whole tour with prize giving in Australia. And it's a lot of coffee. Like a lot. There were some we had to cut out as well. Like that
Heaps
wasn't all of them.
Out, yeah.
So yeah.
Getting juiced up.
Yep.
And you guys are known for touring quite a bit. What are some of the plans that you've got teed up once For Ages is out? Are there places on the map that you wanna hit?
This year we're focusing on New Zealand and Australia, going over a few times, going around New Zealand a few times, but something I'd like to do while this band is still going is go to Europe, because everyone talks about it, and we've been to Asia and we've been to America, but we've never been to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
How you guys have done New Zealand quite a few times.
Yeah.
How do you keep it fun? How do you keep it interesting?
We kind of always slot in little holidays. We have to. And because there's only two of us, it's like very easy. So like we go and visit friends, or like stay somewhere cool, or like do a hike or something. That's really cool. I really like that. Always go for swims in the car. If you're going to drive somewhere far, stop and have a swim. Like... Do we?
And we've just got such good friends in each city that, you know, like 6 months rolls around, you're like, oh, I'd love to see you again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's always nice no matter what.
Where are your go-to cities in New Zealand?
Go-to cities?
Yeah. Palmerston North.
Palmerston North and Wellington.
Wellington.
And Auckland are my top three.
Our favourites.
Take that, South Island.
Sorry, South Island. We're coming there.
How come?
Palmerston North has such a nice all-ages scene.
Yeah.
That's been going for a while, and they had a great job there for a while, which was the best venue in New Zealand while I was there. And, yeah, just, like, great crew. And it's always just, like, just about the music and people loving music.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why Palmerston's best.
the way you're describing Palmerston North reminds me of some of the earlier DIY hardcore shows I used to go to, which we were joking about just before, where the focus was definitely on the music, right? Like, instead of hanging out was fun. Yeah. Who doesn't like to hang out? But people were there to see the band, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that is easier for younger people. Like people in high school are usually just like way more stoked just with music in general, because it's all so fresh. I know I was. We'd just go to every show in Whanganui no matter what and love it no matter what. I mean, all the shows were really good, but I wouldn't go to a Noi show on a Wednesday every time it came to town anymore.
I guess how does you both have been playing music for a long time. How does your relationship with music, how has it changed as you've gotten older?
I think it's like at first I kind of just like played music because I was like, oh, well, no one else is doing this. I'm quirky. I'm a weird teenager. I'm going to play some weird music. And then now it's like, I don't know, it's kind of become just like a huge, like, I feel like if I don't play music, I will die. Like, I feel like, even though, like, I don't like practicing or anything, I used to love practice, now I hate it, because I think I used to just eat food at practice when I was a teenager. But now it's like, when I play live, it's just like such a rush. Mm. I just love it.
James, what about you?
I think it took me quite a few years to, like, get to what, like, the core of what I wanted to do with music, and that was probably only like maybe like 3 or 4 years ago I sort of like understood what I wanted to make and how I wanted to make it and stuff. So it's, I mean, it's probably been better since then, because I've been able to, like, I don't know, do the shows I want to play and, like, write the music I wanted to write.
Yeah.
Did you have an epiphany, or how did you work out that you had worked it out?
I guess I just kept trying, and then, like, at some point I was like, oh yeah, like, this is it. I got it.
I think it's kind of like when you're a bit younger, maybe you go to a show that you love and you're like, oh my gosh, this is magical, how did this happen, this is the best show ever. And then only, like, now we've realized, oh yeah, like, we can put on those shows for people, and, like, we've figured out the formula, you know, just like got a little
What is the formula for Carbon Carb?
Got to have good lighting.
Good lighting.
We were talking about this before. Yeah. Good lighting.
They've brought their own lights.
Yes.
And we are light deficient up here on Freak the Sheep at the moment, so very grateful.
Yeah. I think, like, just like, you know, you're really curating a lineup as well, making sure that it's really, like, you know, it's not just random bands, it's like things that you've really thought about. And
I think like when we did Sad by Sad South last year, it's like putting bands that, like, you can really connect with in the right space with, like, people who are there, like, to watch it, like, for the music. And, like, also putting it in, like, beautiful or, like, I don't know, like, locations where it's, like, really resonates. Because, like, if you're you know, like, folk act and you're playing in a bar and there's, like, smashing glasses and stuff, it can really, like, break the spell. But if you're, like, playing on some rock pools on the coast in Wellington, it can, like, hit home, you know.
It's all about the context. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't realize how important that could be.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Can you unpack the title for me, Four Ages?
I think we were kind of stuck on a title for a long time because it's weird to name something. And then we were just, like, joking around in the car, and we were like, oh, we've been a band for ages. Oh, we should just call it Four Ages. Like, whatever. Or we've been waiting to release this for ages. And it just kind of worked because we were just like, oh, everything has been for ages. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. But it also, like, matches the theme of, like, of aging, like, the themes of aging that are in the album. So thematically relevant as well as just, like, an exclamation about where we were at. Because it was the last thing we did. It was like everything else was done and named before we just had to, like, think of a title.
Yeah.
Which kind of,
there you go.
Kind of a weird order, but.
How does, Nicole, you did the cover art. How does your artistic practice tie in with Carbon Carb?
My whole artistic practice is the band. Like, I went to art school and then I didn't like drawing or painting at all. And then it was like, hey, we need a cover for the band. And so I was like, oh, fuck, all right, I'll just whip one up. And then, yeah, that's what I've been doing. That's the only thing I do is make posters and art for the band.
Merch.
I do all the merch, and like I hate it, but I also am very particular about my aesthetic, and so it's good. Yeah,
I've been seeing a few tweets recently about people talking about how they're writing books or writing articles, and they're like, writing is the only thing I want to do, but at the same time, like, I will do anything else.
Yeah.
To not write. And James, you, I mean, this album's coming out on Papa Edie, the label that you've been running for a wee while now, right?
Yeah, a long time. And also Black Wire in Australia.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Always got our backs. Great label.
Yeah. How did these, you have really strong connections in Australia.
Mm.
How did they come about?
Luck. just making friends with people.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I guess it was a chain of events from like people coming over for camp, and it's like talking to them and playing where they play in Australia.
Yep. Yeah.
And then really finding friends and like Blackwire was a venue at the time, and it was like our favourite spot, so we'd go every time.
I always wanted to play a show at Blackwire.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I know.
It was the best. It was so good. Yeah, just like I think every time we went over, like, because we just kept going back. We were just like, oh, we might as well. Tickets are so cheap. So every time we went over, we just made better friends with people and made more friends and then made more connections in that way. And it was just a nice snowball. Yeah.
And then it got to the point where bands, our friends have started coming over. So
Yeah.
I've noticed that really recently, well, the last 6 to 12 months, it seems like the reciprocation is happening a bit more.
I think like it's so good to have Australian bands come over here, because it just like you know, a lot of the time you can see the same sort of bands all the time, and Australia's so close. Why don't they just come over? It's not that much
same thing for New Zealand bands as well. Just like, just go to Australia,
just go.
It's not that hard.
It's very easy.
I'll help you, send me an email.
Hey, here we go.
It's very easy.
So for those of you listening who aren't here at BFM, we are trying out the lounge again. I say this with such confidence. We're trying out the lounge again. I've employed some help of some very talented people, and so Carbon Carb are going to be in a different room to where I am. But before you go, before I send you out there to play, we're going to hear three songs. What are those three songs that we're going to hear?
The first one's called Nicole's Express. The coffee one. And the second one is called Smash. And then
which is an older one?
Yeah, it's from our first album.
We stopped playing it for like maybe years, but then it's back and now we like it again.
Got
sick of it, I guess.
Yeah, you get sick of it.
People keep asking for it, so.
Yeah.
Give the people what they want.
You gotta. And then the last song we're going to play is called It's Been a Rough Year. And that was our first single off the album.
I was meaning to ask about that one before, as I say, I send you out. Mm-hmm. How did that song come to be about? Is it about a specific year or a specific turn of events?
Yeah. It was kind of about 2016. But then, like, recording it, I guess it's also about 2017. Yes, but I think it was kind of like, it was around the time, when was it?
It was like Trump, right?
It was like, after Trump was kind of like a candidate, I think, for presidency, and a lot of our friends were kind of getting really disheartened about the climate, like, of the world kind of thing, and just being like really, like, bummed out about it. And so I kind of wrote the song, so I was just like, I see a lot of my friends are struggling with their place in the world, and how, like, older people as well, how older people kind of see them and, like, see the way they exist. And I think it was just, like, hurting them. And so I was just like, you know, it's okay. Like, you don't have to listen to, like, all these old people. You can just do what you want and you're doing fine. Like, you're all right. Everything's fine. Yeah. Basically.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
It turned into a fantastic song.
Thank you.
Carbon Carb, thank you so much for coming up. I'll let you head off to the lounge. And talk while you do that, while you do that, I'll talk about your tour dates. If you'd like to pre-order Four Ages, you can head to flyingout.co.nz and grab one there. It's out on LP and CD. The album's out on May 4th. Carbon Carbo also playing at Flying Out for Record Store Day. They'll be on at 3 p.m. They're going to perform in store. And then, if you can't catch that, why don't you head to the album release show? It's happening on the 18th of May at the Portland Public House. So you'll have a few days in there to learn all the words. Also on the night, Polyester and Repairs. Oh, sounds like they're in the lounge. They're good to go. So for Live and Direct, Carb on Carb.
Hey, we're back. We're in the lounge now. It's really bright, and I'm going to play Nicole's Express. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The tune is on. Jokes. BFM, this is Carbon Carb.
The song is called Smash.
And the last one is called Nicole's Express. It's about coffee. Shout out to coffee.
Shut down, but you know just how to listen.
Hi, I'm James.
Hi, I'm Nicole.
We're in
Thanks
the
for listening.
Nicole's just tuning. I don't know if Zach wants to say something now.
Oh, if I must. Those were sounding brilliant. Nicole, what are you tuning to? Are you in standard? You going to something else?
No, yeah. I'm going to a wacky tuning. I can tell you it goes F.
Yes.
Then G.
Mm-hmm.
Then C.
Mm-hmm.
Then G again.
Yes.
Then C.
Aye.
And then E.
How come?
It just sounds really nice when you play it like open, like. I didn't even press any of the buttons then.
That's not even a chord. That's the.
It's a chord. So it's very easy. I just put one finger on the guitar fretboard and then it's a song.
Good to go.
Yeah. Cheats.
Hey, I'll let you back to it. Thank you so much for coming up.
Thanks for having us.
One more second.
It's a rough year next. It's been a rough year. It was the first single off our album. And album's coming out in 2 weeks. And thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Recently, you've got this.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.